everyone in Carinthia, and grüß Gott. I'm sorry that I can't be with you today at the press conference, but I'm so excited that I will be able to play my own compositions in the opening concert of the Carinthische Sommer Festival. I'm so grateful to the director, Mr. Black, for inviting me. It's a great honor. I wanted to tell you something about the compositions that we will play in the concert in July. But before that, I wanted to tell you something important about my music in general, about my style and my musical language, about what's the point of music. Some people have told me that I compose in the musical language of the past, and that this is not allowed in the 21st century. In the past, it was possible to compose beautiful melodies and beautiful music. But today, they say, I'm not allowed to compose like this anymore, because I need to discover the complexity of the modern world, and that the point of music is to show the complexity of the world. Well, let me tell you a huge secret. I already know that the world is complex and can be very ugly, but I think that these people have just got a little bit confused. If the world is so ugly, then what's the point of making it even uglier with ugly music? When I was very, very young, then my parents prepared a CD for me with beautiful lullabies. And almost every night, I would listen to these lullabies when I was falling asleep. And there was one lullaby that I really loved more than all the others. It's by Richard Strauss. It begins like this. And I loved it so much that one day when I was four, I went to my parents and asked them, how can music be so beautiful? Soon after that, I started to invent my own melodies. And in all the music that I have composed since, I have always tried to make it sound as beautiful as I can. Otherwise, what's the point? Maybe I can't do it as beautifully as Strauss, but I'm trying. So if you want to hear how ugly the modern world is, then you don't need to come to my concert in July. You can just switch on the television and listen to the news. But I think that most people actually go to concerts because they want to hear beautiful music. Music full of melodies that you can hum or sing. Music that speaks to the heart. Music that makes you want to smile or cry or dance. There's enough ugliness in the world. I want to write beautiful music. Music that makes the world a better place. So now, finally, I'll tell you a little bit about what we will play in a concert in July. We will play two concerti, my violin concerto in G minor, and my new piano concerto in E flat. The first movement of my violin concerto is quite dramatic. The violin starts like this. It's quite difficult. I need to practice it. And then the orchestra comes in like this. This movement is actually based on a viola sonata that I composed a long time ago. But actually, the viola sonata itself started its life when I was improvising the beginning of a violin concerto. So, it's come back to its original home. I've actually only played this movement once, with a string ensemble. So I'm very excited to hear how it will sound like now, with a real orchestra. The second movement is very melancholic. It's called With Yearning, mit Sehnsucht. And it begins like this. jolly and jokey. It's called Allegro Scherzando, and it begins like this. My piano concerto in E-flat will be a world premiere. Actually, I still had to finish writing it. It's a lot of work. I always write a concerto backwards. It was the same with my violin concerto. I start with a third movement because that's the easiest. It has the simplest structure. And then I write the second movement. And then last of all, I compose the first movement because that's the most difficult. I composed the third movement for the piano concerto a year and a half ago. It's actually based on a set of variations that I composed when I was 8. I'll just show you the theme. And the movement is also very jolly and jokey. I'm now in the middle of writing the second movement. It has a mysterious atmosphere. I'll just show you how it starts. The piano starts accompanying. And the oboe comes in. And I've still got to write the first movement. But I already have quite a few ideas for it. I think it will probably be a combination between dramatic and lyrical. And I will have probably a theme from my opera, Cinderella. But I won't give everything away now. So thank you very much for listening. And I hope I will see you in the concert in July.